Lost Radio is a former WALF 89.7 FM college program by Lucas Wilson, David Halstead, Baron Spadaro, and Chris Henretti. Enjoy.
You are listening to
WALF Alfred Radio
89.7 FM.
Yeah!
In 1995, three men were sent on a secret mission to search out the ends of space. But something went horribly, horribly wrong.
We've been lost in space for 15 years.
And we've been hearing some things that sound like music.
Music and television signals from Earth.
So we decided to start a radio show.
In hopes that you'll pay enough attention to us to come out and save us.
Welcome to Lost Radio.
Lost Radio!
What do we have here? Do you even know what the name of the ship is anymore?
We got it written here on the... It's a little faded. It's the USS Spaghetti.
Are you sure that's right?
Yes. Well, it looks like to me. You want to read it? Captain?
I don't know.
Forgot the name of your own ship? Captain?
Well, it's been 15 years, so I don't know.
I've always called it the Tube, anyways.
The Tube, yes.
Yes, the Tube. That's what it looks like. We're just a tube floating out in space. No one's paying attention to us.
What do you think we started this radio show?
Yes, Earth, please. If you are hearing this now... We are lost in space. Contact NASA. Does NASA still exist? It's been 15 years. They could have shut them down.
It's true. You know, when we left, their budget was like, zip. You know, that could explain why we're lost. That's
Houston,
at least what they told us, you know. They said, you might not come back.
Houston, we've been laid off.
Great. What a great way to tell us. Not even a paycheck.
Nope. Just leave us floating out in space.
Ned, is that even your real name? I can't even remember anymore.
I don't know. It's been a long time.
I could have remembered that it started with a D, but I...
D.
D was maybe Den. Your name really Den, not Ned.
Den? Nah, name's gotta be Ned. Well...
You remember Dr. Lore? He was a great guy, yeah?
Yes. Half our crew has died.
Half our... Oh, yeah. What happened to Dr. Lore? What happened to him? What did he even do? Like, I don't remember.
Neither do I. There's a lot of things we don't remember in 15 years.
Well,
he was doing the science experiment with the new lasers.
The new lasers? We have lasers?
Well, no. We had laser pens. Dr. Lore was trying to make authentic lasers out of them. Not sure if he succeeded, but he did blow up the science lab.
The
he
science
also killed
lab.
All the alien specimens in that accident. Oh, and there was the one little furry guy we called the Blocktar.
Blocktar.
Blocktar was so cute. He had those three little horns sticking out of his head. Little long feelers. Oh, those tickled.
It did tickle.
Yes.
I
miss Blocktar.
Rest in peace, Blocktar.
Yes. He's a good friend.
You know, something's been missing from the refrigerator lately. And I think you're dipping into my rations.
No.
What is that? Wait, what is that you have in your hand right there?
Dude, this is the last submarine sandwich we have on the ship.
I was saving that for a special occasion. Those guys that come by once in a while, I was gonna have a dinner.
They don't eat human food. They're aliens.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. I mean, they're out in space. Who else could it be?
By the way, yeah, NASA, if you're listening to this, we did find the end of space. Just an FYI. It was completely by accident, though. We were actually
of a sudden, we bumped into something.
Yeah, it was a crack, too, and somebody stared out from the outside.
I think we cracked the edge of space. I think it's made of glass. That's so weird. Who would have thought the edge of space is a glass sheet?
You know, having a dead doctor doesn't really help when you have, like, the sniffles.
Yeah.
What was that? I don't even know what it was. We were on that one planet, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's cold in the vacuum of space.
You're bound to catch something, you know?
Oh. Well, there's not many bacteria, except when we go on the planets.
Yeah.
Remember that one time you got really sick?
I was just talking about that, man.
Yeah.
Or was, until you interrupted me.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Good evening.
I am Dr. Lore. How are my patients doing?
Zeus's beard! Don't do that to me! It's Dr. Lore! He's returned from the grave!
Wait a minute, how...
I'm not sure that's true.
I was
it's been 15 years.
Okay,
we could be...
Disappointing you.
Yeah. How are you even... around?
Well, you know how you guys accidentally backed up into the edge of space?
Yeah?
It opened up a crack. You screwed up.
What?
I came through...
You.
Anyways, I wanted to talk to you about something that you did about 10 years ago. Something involving my gruesome and horrible death.
How did that happen? Oh, and was that space lightning we heard?
Yes, it was space lightning. Anyways.
Space lightning.
Anyways, you remember how there was this button that said, in case of emergency in the lab, press this button? I told you never to press the button.
Well, why is it there if we can't press it?
Why is it red and huge?
It's NASA. They want to cover their own butts. Anyways,
I can understand.
Well, I remember one day that I was being attacked in the lab by one of my samples. And you...
Wait a minute, which one?
It was a rabid tribble. I was going to take the race and try to spade them all so I could have very, very nice pets. They'd be great for pets and back on Earth. But no! It got into the rabies sample and it went for my face!
I didn't do anything.
You gave the rabies sample to them! You gave the rabies sample!
I thought it was chocolate milk. I could have sworn it was chocolate milk.
It was chocolate milk, but no, it's rabies! It was rabies!
Wait a minute, I drank some of that.
Explains a lot.
Yeah.
So anyways,
sorry about that.
You saw that, and for some reason, you decided it was a bright idea to not listen to me, your kind and faithful doctor that has always looked after you. And you press the darn button! The whole lab went up in smoke. It's like a big enclave. It burst into flames. I was burnt to a crisp. There are french fries that had more substance to them than I did after I was done.
We were
there, you know.
We were running pretty low on food at the time.
What did you do?
I think we still have a leg.
I was supposed to be buried in France!
Well,
wait, I still don't understand how you're a ghost.
Well,
like,
you see, try to put your hand through my body. See that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, ethereal. Definitely came from the other side.
Yeah, so you look...
Thank you.
Did you lose weight? You were pretty chubby last time I met you.
I found this very nice little cream from the 1950s on the other side. But anyways...
Yeah,
go on, Doc.
I got nothing to say. I just wanted to ask about why the heck you killed me!
Ping pong ball got away from us.
Oh, you imbeciles.
So we didn't have a ping pong ball anymore. So we had to use golf balls. That didn't
golf
work out
balls?
So well.
Golf balls?
Yeah, and we got angry and we really whopped when it flew into your lab. It must have hit the big red button.
Ah! I can't deal with you people anymore.
Then why'd you come back?
Shut up!
Well, our monitor here says, coming on through a station called WALF, Alfred Radio.
89.7 FM.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Earth creatures. We have been intercepting Earth cinema. Prepare for movie reviews from the dark side of the moon.
Oh, great. It's these guys again.
Yeah. Why don't you guys just leave us alone? Stop watching our movies, too.
Now, Earthling, we need to inform you of how ridiculous your culture is.
We just do not understand. On our planet, Sarkon 5, the only purpose for film is historical documentation.
And we just don't understand your history. We watched a movie recently called...
2001 A Space Odyssey.
Anyway, back to your cinema.
Yes, your silly cinema.
It was ridiculous.
It just didn't make any sense at all.
What, would you put a homicidal robot on your ship anyway?
Yes, that stupid robot and its secret mission.
Also, it is ridiculous that you will go to sleep for long periods of time when a robot is that homicidal.
Yes, what did you think would happen if you trusted your life in the hands of a machine?
On Zarkon 5, machines are organic. We trust them.
Yes.
Anyway, there was also the part where you went to Jupiter and landed on it, and it was colorful. This does not really happen. What are you talking about?
Yes, that was totally confusing. Where did that room come from? We know of no such places on Jupiter. The Jupiter people live in huts.
And I just can't understand how a giant brick turned your monkeys into you.
Yes, what was that big black obelisk?
It kept making a noise, and music always accompanied it.
Yes, we've never heard this music while traveling through space.
Or even seen such an object.
Also, why was everything moving so darn slowly?
It was boring our zaptors off.
Yes.
Anyway, like I was saying...
Aliens! Oh my god!
Zeus's beard, man! Don't do that to
me. Are you carbon-based or are you silicone-based? I'm very curious.
What are you doing?
I would love to take some blood samples. Or do you have blood?
What are you talking about, you crazy transparent fool?
Yes, why are you transparent?
Well, you know, I just want to see exactly what you're made of. I want to know about your race. Where are you from?
These things do not concern you.
You don't even exist. You're transparent. You're not ethereal. I can't touch you.
You, therefore, do not matter.
If I do not matter, then what are you going to do about it?
Well, we do have this thing right here. It goes...
Could you bring him back? We kind of feel bad about killing him in the first place.
He's our buddy, and we kind of want him back.
Are you sure?
Well, no. He is kind of a jerk, and he creeps me out.
We'll do it anyway.
We owe him.
Okay.
Darn you, Bill Murray, for inventing such a device. It creeps me out in there. It's very, very small.
Yeah, that was weird,
transparent
man.
Also, I wanted to make a point about the movie. How does staring into a black, solid piece of rock make you a baby?
A baby who floats through space.
Yes.
You know, I on the other side, I was talking to Stanley Kubrick's ghost, and he was telling me that was all just a play for the heads. He was trying to freak the heads out.
What are these heads you speak of?
Yes,
you
know, what are you talking about?
You know, the psychedelic users. You had to have seen some psychedelic movies.
Oh, yeah, those guys from the 60s. Yeah. Timothy Leary, man.
You got to have encountered Timothy Leary. They shot his ashes out into space.
Oh, yes, we are familiar with Mr. Leary.
Yes.
Yes, such wonder of sights we have seen.
Anyways.
You haven't seen it properly. Go back to Mr. Leary and ask for LSD and go watch the movie again. It'll make more sense. Trust me on this one.
That could be possible according to Mr. Leary's theories.
Yes, but where would we obtain this LMO?
It's LSD, man. LSD. You gotta try this stuff.
I do not know what you're talking about.
Yes.
All right. Go back to Mr. Leary and ask for 2 yellow duckies.
You understand. Oh, those things. Oh, okay. Oh yes. That was weird. I don't want to do that again.
You know what? This is getting ridiculous.
Forget this movie.
I think we need to get out of here.
Yes. We will leave you now, silly humans.
Wait, you didn't even tell me if you're carbon or silicone based.
Leave us alone, transparency.
Well, another eventful night here on the ship.
It's always night on the ship, you know?
Yes, we do exist outside of time, don't we?
Yeah.
For 15 years, drifting along.
Kind of drift.
Yes. I wrote a book. In fact, I wrote several. No one will ever read them. Isn't that special?
Although
we're not going to ever get back to Earth, because no one ever calls in.
Oh.
Look, I got to get something to eat. All right, I'm going down to... kitchen. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Gotta do something to take my mind.
It's kind of weird. We have a kitchen. This ship is like 4 feet long. All by myself, huh? Getting kind of lonely. A little crazy feeling stirring in me. I think I Oh, hey!
Hi there.
Wily Coyote, how's it going?
That's pretty good.
Hey, what do you know? I got some cue cards right here. Do you want to do an interview?
Sure, that sounds great.
Tell me a little about yourself.
Well, as you know, I chase a little creature called the Roadrunner across the desert.
What exactly is a Roadrunner?
It's delicious. Wow. I want the Roadrunner. Anyways,
so
did I tell you I'm a genius? No, they never believed me. I told them I was a genius. How do you think I came up with all those elaborate contraptions? I'm brilliant, you see?
How come they've never worked?
I have a case of bad luck, you see? In fact, it's surreally bad luck. I mean, it's the weirdest things happen. Alright, try to deal with this conundrum. I fall off a cliff, right? I take two steps, and I fall off another cliff! What is this? The Grand Canyon is designed by M.C. Escher? Come on!
I'm sorry to have upset you.
Yeah, bet you are.
How about, what was your life like before the Roadrunner?
Well, as a child, I didn't do much. Studying, mostly. All those books and schooling. My parents forced it on me. I wanted to be out playing with the other coyotes, running across the landscape. But no, I had to study. I was going to be the successful one in the family. Damn you, mother! Anyways, I'm sorry for that outburst. I really apologize. I hope I didn't say anything foul.
I can't believe you're in here. I was a big fan when I was a child, you know?
Oh, yes, the kids love it. Love seeing me be punished again and 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 again.
What made you so obsessed over getting the Roadrunner?
Have you ever eaten a Roadrunner?
No. Have you?
Well, thought I did once. I don't believe I have.
Well then,
No. What if it's all a lie? I've always thought they were delicious. I mean, it looks so good. Oh no. I've spent my whole life chasing this mad dream. Why?
I'm sorry.
Just leave me alone.
You wanna hug?
Not from you.
Why not?
You've been trapped in a spaceship for 15 years. When was the last time you showered, man?
Well, look who's talking. You're a cartoon.
You're talking to a cartoon. What does that make you?
You're...
Give me the TNT.
Wait,
I'm
what?
Checking out of here right now. It's all a mad lie. What? Doesn't work? I tested this. Where are the wires? I'll get this to work. Come here. Darn you. Yeah. Here it is. Over here. Blew up in my face, just like every other one.
Maybe if you hired a professional demolitions expert?
I don't think I can afford that. You see, I am deeply in debt to the Acme Corporation. They own me. I have to do work for them. Commercials. And I don't get anything. Don't even throw me a sandwich. I work for nothing. I am their slave.
I'm sorry to hear that. I wish there was something I could do.
Well, you can't. Because you're floating around in a tube in space. Oh, I'm sorry. Have I offended you?
Everything's okay. Everything's okay. You're fine.
You weakling. I'm leaving here. Yeah. Madness.
Wow, that's much better. Hey, man, how have things been over here? Why are you crying?
A coyote.
Were you hallucinating again?
No, he was real.
Yes, the coyote was real. A coyote walked in through the airlock. Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Laura came back.
That's true. Who knows what else came through on that?
All right, are we still getting a signal through?
I think so.
It appears we are.
I'd only be open for a little while longer, though.
Yes, no one's contacted.
I know, Ned. I'm really sorry.
NASA, please, come on.
NASA doesn't love you anymore.
Zeus's beard, why?
What are you doing back here? Come on, man.
Aww. I get lonely. Don't you guys ever get lonely?
Yeah, but...
Definitely, I mean,
look at you. He leaves the room for 5 minutes and you start developing this Freudian cartoon that's talking to you in your head.
Yeah, dude.
What are you guys talking about? There's no... What are you... I don't know what you're talking about.
I see everything.
Oh, you're trying to hide it now.
I'm not trying to hide anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That rabies thing is kind of bothering me.
I'm feeling kind of funny, you know?
Jesus! What'd you look at?
I'm back!
What? What's going on here?
Is
rabies have taken over.
His rabies have turned him into some twisted version of Richard Nixon.
Yes! I am not a crook.
Quickly, quickly.
No one can stop me now.
I left a syringe full of thorazine down there.
Is this it?
Yes, it's an emergency syringe full of sedative.
How did you know that we end up getting
quickly,
the rabies?
Quickly, stick it in his neck.
Ah!
Stick it in his neck.
You can't stop me. No one can stop me.
Stick it in the crook's neck. Now take the stake and ram it through his heart.
Are you sure?
Hey guys.
I think he's doing okay.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute.
I'll save the steak for
steak?
Later. No.
I'd love a good steak. I haven't had a steak in years.
Go back to the funny colors. Go back to the funny colors, Ned. Okay.
Just, did I ever tell you you're my best friend?
He's your only friend, you idiot.
That's true, man. That's true.
What about you, Dr. Lore?
Ha, funny. Time for me to get going.
I had a weird dream. Are the tapes missing?
I think you just need to calm down and reorient yourself in your life.
Oh, that guy called Agnew, man.
I don't. You gotta.
Well, weird dream.
You whore.
So anyways...
Twisted person.
That's...
Ned, you may want to remove that syringe from your neck.
Oh, wow! Hey, what'd you guys give me?
I didn't give you anything. You put that there yourself.
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah,
about
you put
5 minutes...
I blacked out, man.
In a few minutes, if Pink Floyd starts playing, don't worry.
Really?
It's all part of the show. And Gus, you're just a jerk.
What? What did I do to deserve that?
You talked to Wile E. Coyote.
How do you even know? You were in the kitchen.
He suggested playing ping pong with golf balls. You're the reason I'm dead, and so are you, because you went along with it.
Oh, how long are you going on with this we killed you stuff? I think it's getting a little old, don't you?
Yeah, what if it was a suicide?
It's not a suicide. I want to live.
But isn't it so much cooler living as a ghost?
Being stuck in an encapsulated burning lab is not cool, you strange beatniks.
Yeah, we never cleaned that place up, did we?
No, we just kind of jettisoned it into the nearest star.
Yeah.
Screwed up children of the 90s. What the hell?
Children, I'm not sure.
I think we were born in like the 80s.
Yeah, 80s.
Remember the 80s?
I remember
crazy that. Hair. Reagan was president.
Wasn't he scary?
Yeah.
Something that you may not have known was that Reagan actually died back in 76. But nobody ever noticed, and as a matter of fact, neither did he.
Not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
15 years, I remember that guy.
Yes. You're actually seeing the body of a possessed demon.
Which one?
Reagan, he didn't know about the demon either, but it explains a few things.
I mean, which demon?
God, if I know.
You must know him.
Must come from the fifth
considering
planet.
Where you've been.
You don't know where I've been.
Yeah, what if...
I've seen things, man.
Yeah, what did you see on the other side of the end of the universe?
Anyways, I gotta get going. They tend to notice if you're gone for more than a few hours. And this haunting thing is kind of hit or miss. I'll probably see you in a later show. Goodbye!
I'm gonna lay down for a little bit.
It's me too. I feel a little drowsy after that needle.
Well, Gus, have any signals come through to us today?
I don't believe so, Ned.
But our time limit's almost up. We're moving out of orbit.
Well, we'll have to try again next week.
No, it's so bleak and impossible.
Save us!
Thank you for listening to Lost Radio on
WALF Alfred Radio
89.7. Oh yeah!
You can find more Lost Radio and Psycho Gently Fish productions at psychogentlyfish.com.